Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of Senate Bill 119. I think that the REGIC program as proposed, at best, I would consider it to be a superficial program, as it's proposed, without any consideration of the real impact. And what it does is it targets one small part of an emissions problem or emissions here in Pennsylvania. Our emissions in Pennsylvania are actually have a better record as far as reduction going down than all the REGI states that we are being proposed to join with. Pennsylvania benefits from low-cost energy. We are an energy exporter. We are an energy generator. If you add whatever number it is that REGI is supposed to generate so that we can put it in other programs, the last number we've heard is $600 million. Who's going to pay that? Obviously, the energy generators in Pennsylvania are going to pay it, which makes a big difference in the price that we can produce our energy for, and it also then obviously affects the industries that use that energy. If we can't keep those industries here in Pennsylvania and the production that they contribute, where are they going to go? They're going to go where the energy is the cheapest. So they either are going to go to another state or they're going to go to a foreign country. And for those of you who listened to the presentation by Dr. Scott Tinker that the Environmental Committee did about 2 months ago, his assessment is you need energy to produce an economy, and then once you have an economy, then you can worry about the environment. We need low-cost energy to produce a viable economy here. And his comment was, in the next 30 to 50 years, the growth areas in the world are going to be Africa, India, and China. And what is the major source of energy in those countries or in those areas of the world? It's coal. So what we're going to do is you've heard eloquently stated about the cost of jobs here in Pennsylvania, what it's going to do to the unions and everyone else, and I'm looking at the manufacturing, the actual cost. So we're going to take those businesses, close them in Pennsylvania because we can't produce the energy, and we're going to send those jobs to foreign countries where we have no control over the pollution requirements that are in place in those countries whatsoever. So in effect, what we're going to do is we're going to send those jobs that the energy production that would have occurred here in Pennsylvania under really strict controls, and we're going to send them to a foreign country where there are very little controls. So in my opinion, if you look at REGI the way it's proposed right now, it's going to increase pollution. And if we're worried about the global impact, then that's what we need to do. We need to take a look at the big picture as to what's gone on. And by taking jobs from Pennsylvania, sending them to unknown places that have very little pollution controls or environmental controls, we are in fact increasing pollution. One other prospect that I look at with REGI too is the way it's organized is there are allowances. That's where the money comes from, the sale of allowances. We're looking at this, and I read an article recently that really misstated that Pennsylvania determines what the allowances are. That's not exactly true. The allowances are determined by the REGI group. So once again, we're going to get involved in an organization or whatever it's going to be called with a group of people or group of states that really don't want Pennsylvania energy. They don't want us to build pipelines. They don't want to use our gas, but yet they are going to have a say in what our allowances are and actually how our energy is produced here in Pennsylvania. So I agree with the prime sponsor of this bill. We need this bill to get the legislature involved and look at the big picture as to exactly what is happening with Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania energy production.